but he never brought me unless he knew. If God saved me today knowing he's going to lose me 6 weeks from today, he's defeating his own purpose. Right. He don't even know the future then. If he saved me knowing what he wants to save me for and knowing he's going to lose me. God doesn't do things and take it back in 2 weeks to keep his promise. When he saves you, it's for time and eternity. Now you can be worked up and say, oh yes, bless God, hallelujah, I spoke a tongue, I shouted, I got her, hallelujah. That don't mean you got it. But brother, when something come down here and you anchor with Christ, then the fruits of the Spirit follow you. We bear a record, our spirit with his spirit, that we're sons and daughters of God. Please have that, friends. I'll keep you here all night talking about that. I love it. I love you. I come back to this little tabernacle time after time. If God shall spare my life, I want to see you rooted and grounded in that holy faith. I don't want to see you tossed about by every little wind of doctrine come by and shake and carry on and have a little blood in their hands or a little frost on their face or something other than seeing some kind of lights before them and some kind of selfish thing, as the Bible said, puffed up in his heart and seen nothing. That's right. I want you to be solid on the Word. If it's thus saith the Lord, stay with it. Live with it. That's the Urim Thummim of this day. God wants you to live by that. If it's not in the Word, then forget about it. Live for God. Live for Christ.